Okay, good morning, everybody. So just to review Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, the Rambam said it's nine, the Sanhedrin is anashim chachamim nivonim uflogim b'chachmas ha-Torah b'al-edeya meruba. That's what we said was not just a pragmatic matter that was related later on to Yitzhak Ninos, Darchei Ma'onim, Mekosimim, Mechashin, Avalei Borazara. That's, losil madlasos, but kideishu don't yodin ladunosam. But yesterday we made the case that b'al-edeya meruba means that it's a reflection of them having, incredible amounts of chachma. Certainly chachma satorah is the primary qualification. If they lack chachma satorah, they could be chachamim muvhakim in any other area, but it's irrelevant. So the baseline is muvhakim v'chachma satorah, but balei deyam meruba means they should know other things as well. And then we were medayik again, discussion those ekelim, why is the Rambam quoting this pasuk of hashra sashchina in the Gemara? Right, v'siyatvu shamimach, so we suggested maybe that's the way the Rambam interpreted. Right, bedomin l'cha v'chachma uv'yira uv'yachas, right, in terms of their yichus as well, that the Sanhedrin has to be roi for Ashra Sashchina. That's true of Sanhedrin Gedola, and then Sanhedrin Ketana, which emerges from that, v'atzalti min haruach halacha, in terms of Moshe Rabbeinu. So speaking of the model of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rambam then transitions to Mitzvah Lios B'Sanhedrin Gedola. Here it's Meduyak in the Lecha Mishnah, that if you look in the section of the Torah that the Rambam is talking about, it makes sense to say that it's only the Sanhedrin Gedola, because it's the Parsha of Zakin Ma'amre. Mitzvah Lios B'Sanhedrin Gedola, Kohanim Ulevim. Shenamar V'asala Kohanim Alevim. V'im Lo Matzo, Afilu Hayukulam Yisraelim. Harezim Mutzer. So here the Rambam himself says it's not Likuv. Other Advaz points out, okay, Bikol makom ba'inan sheyuk sherim tachsev kulach yafara yasiyum mum ein bach. The Yerushalayim makpidin al dayanehem liyachsan. Right, the proximity, because it's the Sanhedrin Gedola, it's the Mikdash, so the yichus there was, absolutely li'ikuva. So, what the Radvaz is suggesting is that the previous halacha, bedom l'cha b'chachma v'yiro v'yachas, in terms of yichus, that would at least be li'ikuva in the Sanhedrin Gedola. The Lecha Mishnah thought that, right, as we talked about yesterday, that you just need echad yodei ladaber, but these requirements of anashim chachamim nivonim muflagim chachma satara balei deyam meruba were not necessarily likuva. So the Radvaz seems to be pointing out, as far as Sanhedrin Gedola, there might be a chiluk between Sanhedrin Gedola and Sanhedrin Ketana, maybe even a chiluk between yichus and other halachos. Okay, so be that as it may, this is all darshaned, as we noted, from the psukim in Parsha Shoftim. The context is Zakin Mamre. Ki balei mecha davar lebishva ben dam adam b'din l'din ben nega l'nega. The goyim is a giveaway, right? Divei rivos b'sharecha v'kam tavleis al makom asher yivchar Hashem b'kacha bo v'asa l'kohanim ha-leviyim ve'ela ha-shofet asher yeh b'yamim ahim. So it says kohanim leviyim ve'ela ha-shofet. So that's the drasha in the Sifrei that the Lecha Mishnah quotes. Mitzvah b'esim shiyubo kohanim leviyim yachol mitzvah v'im ein bo psul tam lo mar ve'la shofet afilo ein bo kohan levim kasher adkan mashu the rabbein the sanhedrin gedola iri the baha'i recried the kamer v'kam tavi alisa v'hu the base of mikdash yasham sanhedrin gedola. Now it's interesting, if you look in the continuation of the parasha where it actually talks about the zakin mamre after al pi ha'tara asher yarucha, it says ha'isha asher yasev izad and levoti shmoa el ha'kohen. There you go. So it's reiterated. Ha'omed l'shar yisham b'sasham lo'kecha. And then once again, Ol HaShofet. So you have the same structure, which I think reinforces the idea that it's ideal, but it's not li'ikuva. One further heyara in the psukim is the language of the psukim is very much the Shevet Levi language, right? Yorumish v'tach Yaakov v'sor eschal Yisrael yasim v'ktorah v'apecha v'chalil mizbechacha. So al pi ha'torah asher yorucha v'al mishpat asher yom lucha ta'aseh lo sasar min ha'davar asher yagidu l'cha Yamin usmol. So mishpat asher yom lucha ta'aseh, following al pi ha'torah asher yorucha, right? Yoru mishpatach Yaakov v'sarascha li Yisrael, right? That's exactly Levi Amar. It makes a lot of sense that that's the diuk here in terms of the psukim. Okay, so again, it's not likuva, but we want their representation. So what I've suggested in the past, I want to reiterate here, is that there is, an interplay between the Keser Kahuna and the Keser Torah. These things are related. Moshe was obviously Moshe Rabbeinu, and he's a Levi here, but Aaron HaKohen wasn't just Aaron HaKohen, but Sifsei Kohen Yishmeru Das, V'tor Yivakshu Mipiu, Kimalach Hashem Tzvakos Hu, You know, the idea is that the Kohen is also, it should be representative of Torah. You don't want a Kohen, even though in theory you can have a Kohen Gadol Am Haaretz and a Mamzer Tamil Chacham is Kodem Tim, that's not what you're looking for. You're looking for really a cohesion between the world of the Avoda and the world of Torah. There's a reason Sanhedrin meet in Lishkas HaGazis, Shetasim Sanhedrin Eitzal Mizbeach, so it's really reflective of that duality. That's really what we're looking for here. So again, the Radvaz will tell you, Yisraelim miyuchasim are the ikuva. That's a product of being the Beis HaMikdash, but we really are looking for representation from the amongst the Kohanim very much, because that integrates the world of the Mikdash with the world of the Mizbeach, and that's why I think it makes a lot of sense to draw the line at Sanhedrin Gedolah, not from the Psukim alone, which are clearly talking about the Sanhedrin, but I would say what underlies the Psukim is this idea that when it comes to the Sanhedrin Agdola, which is the Lishkas HaGazis, which is right next to the Mizbeach, we want that permeable membrane between the world of the Mizbeach and the world of the Sanhedrin. Obviously, Yisrael is still subject to the Zarakari of Yumas, but in the opposite direction in terms of having Kohanim represented on the Sanhedrin, that remains the ideal.